There are many books on the great art of public speaking. They tend to focus on what to say in your speech. What they don't tell you is what to do when nothing will come out of your mouth. And they don't tell you how to get over the general anxiety about speaking that most people very naturally have. They don't tell you what to do in the moments you are made to feel small, and they don't tell you how to own the room. Instead, these books will warn you not to make a joke at the beginning of your speech because your audience will think the whole thing is a stand-up comedy. They will teach you rhetorical devices on how to group ideas in threes because that's easier to remember and easier for your audience to focus on. And they will tell you to use quotes from well-known figures to punctuate your thoughts or illustrate a conclusion. Lancelot poured himself a glass of scotch from the crystal decanter on the table by the window and stared gloomily out of the window. The library door swung open and his mother swept into the library, already dressed in her evening finer. Olivia, Duchess of Pencombe, cut a formidable figure in her stately purple gown and jewels. She looked around the room.
"Lancelot, to whom were you talking? I was sure I heard voices. Who was here with you?"
"Good evening, Mother." He leaned down to kiss her on the cheek. "There is no one else here. I was talking to myself."
A respectable lady would never blackmail her way into matrimony. The Honourable Arabella Bromley glanced at Charlotte, the Right Honourable Lady Waterstack, if one wanted to be fussy about it, and rolled her eyes. "Yes, my dear Charlotte, you are quite correct. However, what I am about to do is less blackmail and more bargaining from my point of view." Charlotte folded her arms and sat back against the carriage cushions.
"You had, until recently, I'll grant you, excellent marriage prospects, if you'd had any desire to take advantage of them.